Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
You're listening to the Thinker Girls Pod channel. I'm Stacey June.
And I'm Christy Mercer. Hello. Welcome on over. Have you just slid into our DM like this?
Or? Oh, you are dropping. You love that new saying on this show.
I've said it for yonks, mate.
Yeah, exactly. You're saying, you're like, do you want to just slide into our DMs?
I just feel like often I've got a mate that just slides into hot guys' DMs and then she ends up going out with them. But just does it really on the down low. So sometimes you can just casually stumble across a podcast and maybe that's what I'm saying, is it the same energy whereby you slide into a hot guy's DM you've slid into this podcast?
I think you're right, because I think we are a slow burn.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, I get
it. It's not like this fangirl thing. It's just like, and then here we are. And then now you're going to listen to every show on the channel, because there's about four of them every week. So welcome.
That's right. The Pod channel does drop all different shows. And today I would say would be the closest thing we have to a fangirl podcast, because it is the Posse podcast, which is where we answer your questions, Posse. You can email us at hello@thinkergirl.com.au or, as Christy loves to mention, slide into our DMs with any problem you have. Now, you may have heard the incredible chat we had with Bronte Campbell, the Olympic and Commonwealth swimmer, but so much more. And she joins us back on the show for this Posse podcast. Welcome, Bronte.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so Karen is who we need to help today.
All right, we'll attempt to help Karen.
Well, no, we've already put out there on yesterday's podcast, you are not a trained professional. However, you're a V-smart lady.
Well, you guys think I'm smart, and that'll be enough for me.
We do think you're smart. Okay, this is what Karen has to say.
First of all, love your work, girls. Listening to your potty is like having a chat with my girlfriend, which is part of my problem. I've always been fit and active with my friends coming to me for fitness and nutrition advice. But now I'm feeling left out because they'll meet up for brunch without me because they want to eat junk food and they'll think I'll make them feel guilty. How do I let them know I feel left out and that I don't care what they eat? From Exercise Bunny.
Ooh, Karen Exercise Bunny. That's a pretty relevant question to my sort of line of work, is that I always have to watch what I eat because I'm a swimmer and I have to watch how much I drink. I mean, I can go for a year before an Olympics without having a drink at all. And it is hard because people stop inviting you places.
Right.
And it does get to be a bit of a tricky thing. If you're not doing the same things as other people, then they feel like, yeah, you're judging them. Have you ever noticed in Australia that people don't judge you, like they don't trust you unless you're having a drink?
Mate, yes. I was sober for a year and it's very interesting. Even the people that are ones like, you need to start drinking out, are the ones that encourage me to drink more the most when I was sober.
Oh, yeah.
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 So it was really
definitely
weird.
It's a weird thing.
It's a thick ingrained cultural issue. Big time. But the drinking thing is, I think one of the new waves is clean eating and gluten-free and I want to eat this way and I want to eat this way. And there's still that, I guess, resistance from people that are not interested in kind of looking at new ideas or new approaches to maybe what they were taught when they were kids.
Yeah, and there's also the rebels to that who are like, oh, this clean eating, like, new stuff, and all they want is, like, carbs and meat, and I totally get that as well, which I think is where poor Karen's problem is. How do you let them know? I think you have to have a talk with them, and it's not about making them feel bad. I mean, I go out all the time, and I do that sneaky thing where you have like a soda with lime in it and it looks like you're having a drink.
So
but,
good.
But you go out to a big burger restaurant and I guarantee you that most burger restaurants, they do like the bunless burger and they do a salad on the side instead of chips. And because good eating and healthiness is such a new and hip thing at the moment, pretty much everywhere's got a healthy option. And so it's not like you have to make them go somewhere else. And they shouldn't really feel bad about it.
It is very tricky, though. I don't really relate to this directly, but I suppose the way that's definitely coming to mind is being gluten-free. And I was definitely a person that kind of thought that there was not a fad in it, but there was definitely more and more people jumping on board. And a few of the people in my life were going quite extreme. And I tried to find a little bit more of a balance. But now, having been in that position, I understand that it can be very isolating and a little bit tricky when you're maybe just a person doing anything different to what the masses are doing. And I had a weekend away with two mates that we're relatively new friends with, but have become quite close with quite quickly. And I am GF. We went to kind of small country towns, and they would make suggestions like, we've just pulled into this bakery. And in the back of my mind, I'm like, I love bakeries. I grew up in country towns with my family, but I know there's not going to be many options for me there. And it's tricky, because where is the conversation where you want to make friends, you want to just be able to have those nice experiences with people, but then also look after yourself and look after your body and also be true to what your plans and your goals are for yourself. It sounds really simple, but it is really complex. What did I do? I went and had a pie. I went and had a meat pie because A, I felt not pressured, but I felt like I wanted to be involved. And it's so much more than the food or the booze or any of that. It's often that you want to be included.
Yeah, and that, it sounds like that's exactly what's going on with Karen, is that like she just wants to be a part of it, and she doesn't really necessarily want to go and eat with her girlfriend. She just wants to go and sit and talk, and it's a really big thing, and it's hard to be the one that's always sort of sticking their hand up and being like, that's not going to work for
but
me.
You know what,
no one
thing,
wants to be that person.
But you know what the thing is? I totally get that no one wants to be that person, but if you're making friends with the right people, and it sounds like, you know, maybe Karen, you know, this will be a good, not a good test, but you go through things and you figure out who your people are and who the people are that really love you for you when you do things a little bit differently and you're embraced and encouraged, because that's what good friendships are, right? People that are encouraging you to be the best version of yourself. But I think, have you found that interesting when you speak up, Bronte? You feel like, oh, I'm not keen really go to that burger place. Can we go here? Or let's, you know, instead of going out and getting smashed, do you just want to come around and we'll watch a movie? Has that been an interesting way for you to figure out who your people are and who aren't?
Oh, definitely. It helps me figure out who I should be hanging out with. But I love having a good time as well. I love being a grandma sometimes, but it's also allowed me to say yes to things, but just on my terms. So, like, if everyone goes out, I'm like, yeah, great, I'll come have a beer with you. I'm not drinking right now, but you just say yes to things. And then once you're there and you're with your bunch of people, if they're your kind of people, you're right, they don't really care. You're just having a conversation, just having a chat, and you're all part of it. And that's sort of how I get around it. And if they want to go to the burger place, like, that's fine. I'll just figure out something else, or I can eat before I go and just have something little. Or you have to be a little bit flexible if you want to still be doing the same things they are, because at the end of the day, I'm 24 now, and it's not as bad now as everyone's sort of starting to look after themselves, because they're sort of in their mid-20s. But when everyone's like fresh 18 and they're like, boots on, like, that's all they do.
Yeah, and just vodka sunrise. Yeah. Horrific.
I think the thing that I've taken from this, particularly Karen, watching Christy go through her year of no booze, and then also just watching different people try and adopt things that are good for them that aren't necessarily what everybody else is doing, is to be confident in yourself and to be disciplined in yourself. What I wish I had have done, as much as it's a ridiculous example, was not had the pie and just gone, had a coffee and, I don't know, figured out another option. Like,
I think that's
I think you need to be a little bit sure in yourself in what decisions you're making, because I think a lot of the time some of the sketchiness or some of the uncomfortableness around you will be projected by you feeling uncomfortable. So you're kind of, they're uncomfortable if you're uncomfortable. If you kind of own it, go in and go, girls, please just invite me. I will eat beforehand, but I really want to see you. And you kind of own that, then then they're not going to find any reasons to be awkward.
And I'm telling you, most of the times you're supported too.
Yeah.
You really are.
But like, it takes guts. Like, it's difficult.
But I think the thing is, it doesn't have to be either or extreme. You don't have to be going out and getting smashed and having 25 drinks, but you also don't have to stay at home and be in bed by 9 p.m.
Yeah.
There is a middle ground where you can go and you drive and you don't have a single drink and you do a cheers with a wedge of lime in a soda water and you tap out and smoke bomb at 11:30.
Do you reckon she can have sweet potato chips at the burger place or...
I don't know.
That's what I mean. There's a middle ground.
But there is a middle ground.
There's often a middle ground where you say to your mates, Karen, I want to come too, and you can figure it out. Like as Bronte said, you eat before, you choose something healthy on the menu, you do a sneaky, you know, like on the way back, you pop in somewhere else and get a little takeaway salad. Like it doesn't have to be hanging out with your friends and eating heaps of junk or not hanging out with them at all.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't have to be that. And it is sad. I mean, if they're really are your friends and they love you, they'll get that you're doing something good for yourself. I think sometimes when you're on a health kick or you're doing something extreme, like no booze for a year, people are like kind of jealous of it in a way.
Guilt shared is guilt halved. That's something I think rings so true.
Yeah,
to people
it definitely
that...
does. They want to do something naughty together, you know, like let's go get like a naughty burger. Yeah. And they don't, and I mean, if Karen just says to her mate, I'm not judging you. I just want to hang out with you. Yeah.
But I think
people are so scared of being judged because they secretly, they know they should be doing something better.
I often think, though, that it does start with you. Like, I think sometimes if she's feeling a bit nervous about it, they're going to be feeling nervous about it. So I do think that that's a really important factor here, that where you're sitting with it is often what you're going to attract. Like, and if you own it, they're probably not even going to...
You're
you
right.
Know,
you project if you project confidence about it, and
I think
it's not a big deal.
I think so.
But speak to them about it too.
Oh, yeah.
I reckon, Karen.
Yeah, get to that good place with yourself, and then have the yarn.
Hope that helps, Bronte.
That was a tough one.
That's been good. One that you've really related to. That was great.
Yeah,
Thank you. It was great.
Bronte Campbell. You can find her on Instagram or Twitter, and listen to our full chat that we dissected her entire life pretty much right from the beginning on the show. We'll put it in show notes for you to listen. It is such a great chat. You will want to get your ears around it if you haven't already.
Thanks, Bronte.
Thanks, guys.
Hey guys, if you enjoyed the show, we would love and appreciate your support. Rate and review it on iTunes or subscribe to the show. You may be listening every week, yet not a subscriber, and all of it helps other people find out about where we are.
This podcast is presented by the Thinker Girls, Stacey June and Christy Mercer. This podcast is produced by me, Christy Mercer, and edited by our podcast producer, Jordan Lott.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.